This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living in our homes.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fa'alamu annahu la ilaha illallah. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi ishrah li sadri. Wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah the Most High be upon all of you. Welcome to the program Islam Quest. Insha'Allah, God willing, we shall address the question today, which is very interesting and exciting and very important for all of us to realize and understand and implement. The question is, why you should know your Lord? You see, we, the creation, are weak. We are always looking for someone who is supreme, who is powerful, who is absolute, who is independent. We the creation and we the humans, no matter how hard we try, we will never be able to achieve the right way. We will always be dependent and relying upon someone who is the greatest of all forces. The creation of humans is like this, that we are dependent and we rely on the greatest force, and that force is the Creator, Allah Almighty. The vast and complex universe is not merely a coincidence. It is not the result of an incident by chance. Rather, this sophisticated, complex and vast creation indicates that there must have been a creator of everything that exists. As the saying goes, design indicates a designer. We know our parents, we know our children, we know our friends and relatives. But have you ever asked this question to yourself? Do you know your Lord? Or even a basic question, why should you know your Lord? Although there are a number of reasons why you should know your Lord, although there are so many reasons why you should know your Lord, in this episode, we shall discuss the top 10 reasons why you should know your Lord, the Creator, Allah the Most High. The first and foremost reason why we should know our Lord is that because He is our Creator. If we don't know the one who has created us, then it would be failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of everything, including us. And we need to know Him as He is our Lord, as He is our creator. And this is the fundamental reason why we should know our Lord, is because He is our creator. He is the one who created us. The second reason why we should know our Lord is because He has commanded us to know Him. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has commanded all of us in the glorious Quran, in many places, to know Him. There are so many ayat that we can find in the glorious Quran, which commands us, فَعْلَمُوا. So know, وَعْلَمُوا. And know, فَعْلَمُوا. So know, وَعْلَمُوا. So and know. These are all the commanding ayat. And there are so many ayat in the Quran which commands us to know our Lord. So why should we know our Lord? Is because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, ayah number 19, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So know, certainly it is He, and there is none worthy to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the second reason why you should know your Lord is because you have been commanded to know Him in the glorious Quran by the Creator Himself. And the third reason why we should know our Lord is because we have to find the right path in our life, the correct path in our life. How can you follow the right path if you don't know your Lord? Your life will be lost. It will be in darkness. If you don't know your Lord, how can you find what is the right path? Because it is your Lord, our Lord, who helps us, who has given us the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the path of success. And this path of success, this way of life, the instructions that we need to do, the commandments that we need to follow and obey in our lives, how can we do all these things if we don't know our Lord? It is imperative upon us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Lord. So the first reason is that He is our Creator, and that is why we need to know our Lord. The second reason why we should know our Lord, because He commanded us to know Him. And the third reason why we should know our Lord is because we need to find the right path, the correct path to follow in our lives and be successful. The fourth reason why we should know our Lord is because we need to know the eventual and ultimate purpose of life. You see, this is absolutely important. If we don't know our Lord, how can we feel, how can we understand, how can we expect ourselves that we can find from our own selves the purpose of our existence? What is the ultimate purpose of our lives? We cannot find by ourselves. And for that, my brothers and sisters, to make your life meaningful and fruitful, to find the eventual and ultimate purpose of life, you and me need to know our Lord. And only then we can understand, we can comprehend the actual purpose of our lives. Otherwise, our life will be in just earning, building our careers, developing homes. That's it. And there'll be a day when you will depart this world, and you will fail because you did not know your Lord. If you knew your Lord, you would have been known the actual and eventual purpose of life. We'll come back after a short break to continue the top 10 reasons why you should know your Lord. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Know that we are living.